Wait a minute, folks. You ain't heard nothing yet.
This is the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Melena Miller, Lou Bring and his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, Lawrence Melchior.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along. Well, folks, here it is, another Thursday. And I can hear that dear little old lady in Kansas saying to her husband, well, no eggs are foul today. And her husband says, let's listen to Jolson anyway. You know, everybody's talking about food nowadays, but not me. I can't afford to eat. I bet on the Brooklyn Dodgers. Yes, sir, my pocketbook is all shutting. Forgive me, Mother. But there's always a little sunshine after the rain. I got the nicest letter from an old lady back east. She says, dear Mr. Jolson, I saw your picture, The Jolson Story, 5 times. And I enjoyed it the last time as much as I did the first time. It disappointed me terribly that they didn't give you an Oscar. Imagine my joy when I heard you on the radio. There was your Oscar, just as big as life. Oscar Levant. He plays the piano beautifully, and I'd love to hear him sing. He has such a sweet voice. And please, Mr. Jolson, tell him not to forget to send a check every week. Yours truly, Mrs. Oscar Levant. Our mother's wonderful. You know, folks, somebody sent a request for me to sing the United Nations theme song, Feudin' and a Fightin'. But Lou Bring tells me it's not my type of song. But here's one that I think is. Take it, Lou. Way down on the levee in old Alabama, there's Daddy and Mammy, there's Ephraim and Sammy. On a moonlight night, you can find them all. While they are waiting, the banjos are syncopating. What's that they're saying? What's that they're saying? While they keep playing, a humming and swaying, it's the good ship Robert E. Lee that's come to carry the cotton away. Watch them shuffling along. See them shuffling along. Go take your best gal, your real pal. Go down to the levee. I said the levee. Join that shuffling throng. Yeah, that music and song. It's simply great, mate. Waiting on the levee. Waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
Everybody keep quiet. I'm going to play the piano.
Oh, that Levant. This place isn't big enough. One of our egos has got to go.
Make it yours. You've had it longer. Look, Al, I'm very upset today.
What's the matter, Oscar?
I just came from Fox Studio. Mm-hmm. I played in a frightening, terrorizing scene.
Oscar, what was it?
I chased Daryl Zanuck into his office and demanded a raise.
How'd you come out?
Fast. Al, the studios don't realize the public goes to the theater to see me.
To see you? Oscar, you mean they don't use someone else's face?
Listen, Al, we don't all need Larry Parks. But I've been making pictures right along. I was a sensation in Humoresque.
Humoresque? Oh, I know that. Tum-ti-tum-ti-tum-ti-ti-ti-tum-ti-ti. What part did you play?
Ti-tum-ti.
Oscar, tell me something. You're in that new picture, Romance in High C, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, what part do you play?
A bore, and I played it very well.
Have you seen it yet?
No, they postponed the sneak preview.
What's the matter? Couldn't they get enough sneaks to fill the theater?
I could say something repulsive here, but I'm going out with friends tonight, and I want to save it.
Oscar, let me tell you something. I can give you some helpful advice about making pictures.
I don't think you can.
No?
They're not putting them on slides anymore.
Well, there's one thing I can tell you. When you get before the camera, have them shoot you from the side. Your piano has a very fine profile.
It may have a fine profile, but I've got nicer legs.
Well, hustle over there, Oscar, and give the joint some class. Are you going to play anything special?
Everything I play is special.
That was a fine introduction, Oscar. Go ahead and play it.
Didn't you like it?
Yeah, but those last two bars sounded awfully repetitious. Would you mind playing the ending again? That's what I mean, that tum-tum-tum-tum-tum business. Why play that one chord so many times?
Because I'm a show-off.
Well, look, Oscar, how about playing a nice, simple little ballad?
Sure, I'll be glad to.
Doctor, wait a minute.
Huh?
That's a ballad.
So I'm still showing off. Al, I want you to listen to this.
Go ahead.
Liza, Liza, skies are gray.
Wait a minute, Oscar. Oscar, wait a minute.
Yeah?
Folks, that wasn't me. That was the genius.
But Al, I played it in the wrong key.
Oscar, no matter what key you played it in, you're still a genius.
I'm no genius, Al. I didn't marry Rita Hayworth.
Well, play it in the right key, Oscar, and I'll sing it. Go ahead.
Moon shining on the river, come along, my Liza. Breeze singing through the treetops, come along, my Liza. Something mighty sweet I want to whisper sweet and low, that you ought to know, my Liza. I get lonesome, honey, when I'm all alone so long. Don't make me wait, don't hesitate. Come and hear my song. Liza, Liza, skies are gray, but if you smile on me, all the clouds will roll away. Liza, Liza, don't delay. Come keep me, come on me, and the cloud will roll away. See the honeymoon shining down. We should make a date with Parson Brown. Liza, Liza, name of the day. When you belong to me, all the clouds will roll away.
That was just wonderful. I love to hear you sing Liza.
Well, I always try to treat her right, Melina. She's an old pal of mine.
Al, you know, you sing with so much sincerity.
Yeah.
I was wondering, do you picture these girls you sing about?
I sure do, Melina. And more songs about girls, the safer I am.
What do you mean?
Well, you see, honey, I talk in my sleep. And when I mention a girl's name, my wife goes and checks the songs on the hit parade. And heaven help me if it ain't on there. You got a little song from the hit parade, haven't you, honey?
Yes, Al. I wish I didn't love you so.
It would be fatal if I mentioned that one in my sleep. Sing it, honey. Go ahead.
With some new tender friend. the night we say ghost of the day.
Just a moment. Mr. Melcher, this is the Kraft Music Hall. There's a new man in charge here. I just want to let you know that.
Too bad. I like that nice little fellow without the hair and with the little boy's shirt. He was a good singer, too.
Well, I know that, Lawrence, but I sing a little bit, too.
Yes, but such a little bit.
And Oscar Levant with an accent.
I was just joking, Al. Why don't I sit down and you sing something for me?
Well, it's a much bigger job for you to sit down, Lawrence, so I'll sit down and you sing. How is that?
All right, I have a little song you might like. It's in Italian, and it's called Torna a Sorrento.
Oh, I know. That means turn left at Sorrento, huh?
That means return to Sorrento.
I gotta stop reading the labels on those anchovy cans. I know that.
Oh, Mr. Frink, please return me to Sorrento.
Yeah, return to Sorrento. What I call good singer, Lawrence. I like a singer with some power in his voice, not that little croony stuff.
I agree with you, Al. I like the robust singer myself.
Well, Lawrence, and if you like robust singing, then you must like my singing.
I don't know if I could include you in the robust singers.
Yeah?
Halfway through your songs, you become tired and get down on your knees.
Wait a minute, Lawrence. When I get down on my knees, I'm singing to the people. Right from the heart.
Oh, but I'm singing from the heart, too.
Yeah, but on you, it's a much longer trip.
You know, Al, sometimes I think we robust singers are on our way out. The trend seems to be in favor of the crooner.
Oh, I'm not worried, Lawrence. After all, what's a crooner? Just a man whose voice didn't change.
I don't know what it means.
Even the songs they're writing nowadays are written for little anemic singers. Look what Skinny Ennis gets away with. He hangs a microphone in his tonsils, gets a sick look on his face, and sings, I ain't got nobody. With him, it's obvious he ain't got nobody.
I give the crooners credit. They've got plenty of nerve. They aren't afraid to come out and face an audience.
But, Oscar, I'm not afraid to face an audience. Haven't you seen me in opera?
Yes, and don't tell me you're not afraid. Every time you come out, you wear a suit of armor.
Well, that's because Loritz is up to date. He comes vacuum packed.
I don't know what you two fellas are patting yourselves on the fat for.
What?
What makes you better than the modern singers?
Just practice, that's all, Oscar. Every morning I go out on the hilltop next to my house and I sing, touchy goodbye. And the echo comes back, touchy goodbye.
Just like an echo. Always returns to the scene of the crime.
Wait a minute, Levant. That's the way I found out that Loritz was my neighbor up there in the hill. One morning I sang, touchy goodbye. And the echo come back, Figaro.
What are you complaining about? You got the best of the bargain.
It was no bargain for me. The Metropolitan says, since I live next to Jolson, my Tristan and Isolde has too much tootsie in it.
What's the use arguing, Melchior? With the new food-saving program, you're going to shrink to a crooner anyhow.
Now, look. Never mind, Loritz. Pay no attention to that Levant. Put three or four chairs together and sit down. I want to tell you a little story. One day when I was overseas singing to the boys, I had to wait for a plane in a little town in Scotland. So I wandered around the Scottish countryside. I saw the sad beauty of the moorlands and smelled the fragrance of the heather. So beautiful, Scotland. I fell in love with that country. And I guess I wasn't the only one, because last June when I was in New York, I walked into a theater one night, and there on the stage was this Scottish countryside transplanted. The show, of course, was Brigadoon.
Come to me, bend to me, kiss me good day. Darling, my darling, is all I can say. Come to me, bend. Kiss me good day. Give me your lips and don't take them away. Maxwell.
Prepare for God.
good night, folks.
This is a very special occasion at the old KMH because outside the regulars, Oscar Levant, Melana Miller, Lou Bling, and the Orchestra Chorus, Al Jolson will welcome a young man who's made quite a name for himself during the moose season. His name, in case you're not a moose, is Bing Crosby. Lawrence Balcour is one of the stars of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's Technicolor musical, this time for Keith. This is Ken Carpenter saying goodnight. Stay tuned into this station to hear Jack Carson, Eve Arden, and their special guest, Gregory Peck, who follow immediately.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.